Hey there, I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Space 101.1 FM. Welcome back to Northwest Orbit, our local music show where each month we talk with an artist from the Pacific Northwest and spotlight their music. And this March, we've been catching up with Golda May, an indie pop singer-songwriter who splits her time between West Seattle and LA.
In deep, sister by my side, these waves are twice our height in the high tide. In life, I usually despise her, but here she saves my life, I don't die. It's trying to see something, wanting to maybe nothing. Ah, this water keeps on showing up.
Golda shared how her parents' musical tastes influence her sound.
I first started singing when I was really, really little. My mom said I was just always singing. And my mom's a classical piano teacher from Ukraine. So I was forced to play classical music growing up. And my dad would also play a lot of the Beatles and Zeppelin. So I got kind of these two different worlds. There was like opera, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach. And then, you know, we'd have these like cool old dudes on a stage. That sort of became my musical style, was like a sort of merging both like pop, alternative pop with some like classical leanings. And then I got really into Radiohead in eighth grade and picked up the guitar because I had this big crush on a guy who played guitar. And I was like, I'm going to learn this thing. And yeah, and so I started learning and playing and singing and then just kept doing it. For example, I have a song coming out on my album that is, there's guitar, there's vocals that are very like, you know, indie girl. And then there's at the end, just like a whole opera section. So things like that, I like to bring it in when there's like the more ethereal moments. But there's like a pop song that I have out called Sidelines that's like very much a pop song, but in the bridge I kind of like let myself go a little more free and do some really high notes and sing that part in like an operatic style. So I do really try to like bring it in because I think it is such a special part of singing for me is to sing in the opera style.
I've been sitting on the sidelines wishing I could pull me down. I've been spinning on a rewind, thought that I could turn it off. And I hate the way I run, say one word and I'll be gone. I've been sitting on the sidelines wishing I could pull me down.
Golda talked with us about hearing Radiohead for the first time and how it became one of her biggest musical influences.
I was in eighth grade and I was reading the book The Giver, and it made such a huge impact on me. And at the end of the book, he's sliding down and escaping this, you know, utopian society. And I remember when I was like reading that part of the book, I could hear this music coming out of my sister's room. My sister's 3 years older than me. And it was the song Weird Fish's Arpeggi by Radiohead from their album In Rainbows. And I don't know, just I felt it so deeply. And there's these lyrics in the song that's like, escape, escape. And that's like what was happening in the book. And something about that song just made me feel something I had never felt before in music. And it just, yeah, made such a profound impact, and I just wanted to make music like that, that could make people feel like that.
And weird fishes picked
over by the worms. Wet fishing.
What I think Radiohead does best is they take really complicated emotions that you can't just like be like, I feel like this, like, but they somehow express it through the music, and I always have felt so like seen and understood through their music. And so that was my goal, was to make music like Radiohead. I've since like obviously strayed away in many areas, but I really wanted to make beautiful music like they make. And there's definitely a lot of In Rainbows inspiration in my music as well. But yeah, I like have a bunch of tattoos in reference to that song. And yeah, it's just become such a big part of what I create and what I aim to do with music.
We got to hear a little more about Cracks, Golda's most recent single.
I wrote Cracks the day I met Jake Weinberg. He's a producer, songwriter in LA. And just sometimes when you walk into a room with someone, you feel this like magical thing sometimes. It's like some people talk about it, like just like a creative big idea kind of thing where you just feel like there's something really special that's about to happen. And so I really felt that when I entered the room that day, and I was messing around with those chords for a few weeks and started playing them. And yeah, I just had this idea about how when you're in really hard times in your life, you're like, damn it, this is so hard. Like, why is it so intense? And then when you look back on it, you're like, oh, like it wasn't that bad. You know, that was like the sort of main inspiration, was like that feeling of it was so intense and hard, but I love it in the past, you know, looking back. So that's kind of where it all came from. And I just took different scenes of that happened in my life and wrote them into the verses. And yeah, the chorus was just like a lot of about just like that general messaging, like that, you know, your life needs those cracks, like the hard parts too. Like it's just all part of it. And then with the production, it came together really quickly. Jake did most of it that day. He's really, really brilliant. Yeah, we put it out. It didn't feel like it was part of any other like EP or album. It just felt like its sort of own thing. So I love that song and thank you for listening to it.
I overheated and passed out on the floor. My boyfriend woke me up, held me, and poured me some coke. The 7-Eleven attendant said hospital. I got upset, oh God, no, I'm much too broke. Trip with the intention to see Colorado, the mountain sky and pink clouds all started to blur, and then I choked on an almond for just a second. I thought how beautiful it'd be to end it here. Somebody told me,
I'm not afraid to die.
Everything happens for a reason, and I believe them, and I believe them. Oh, 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 oh.
That's a wrap for our first episode of Northwest Orbit with Golda May. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Golda May, you can check out her music on Bandcamp or keep up with her on Instagram at itsgoldamay. Thanks for tuning in.